Podcast episode number 71. Today is the 10th of August 2022, and I'm your host, Arthur. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, at random.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you. Generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model. And then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. In statistics, randomness is usually used to generate simple random samples. These methods may differ as to how unpredictable, or statistically random, they are, as well as the speed with which they generate random numbers. Computational solutions for certain types of problems make extensive use of random numbers, for example, the Monte Carlo method, and in genetic algorithms. For purposes of modeling, a large stock of random numbers is required, or it means that they are generated on demand. Common methods for doing this generation include drawing names from a hat, or using a random digit chart. This is also called pseudorandomness, and is the type used by pseudorandom number generators. The fields of mathematics, probability, and statistics all use formal definitions of randomness. In this view, randomness is not a form of chance, it is a measure of the uncertainty of the outcome. Individual random events are by definition unpredictable, but the frequencies of different outcomes across repeated events are predictable, provided that probability distributions are known. More generally, when the misvalue yj depends on other variables being missed as well, in principle, different prediction distributions exist for each missing data model. Analogously, if yjobs and yjmis are observed and missing entries in vector yj, then let yjobs and yjmis be observed values of a given variable. First, we randomly draw the initial imputations of the missing values of ymis by sampling from the empirical marginal distributions of the variables with missing entries from ymis. In running the MICE algorithm, we ordered the variables according to their missing values. We repeated steps 1 through 3 sequentially for all variables with missing entries, until algorithm convergence. The MICE procedure was applied to all variables with missing data, including variables for self-reports as well as diagnoses and treatments. Within the action trial, a first subsample of enrolled subjects was chosen for preliminary analyses, aiming at exploring methods to address missing data. Given the number of observations and a high proportion of missing values on the majority of follow-up measures, 15 was considered to be the relevant number of covariates. In recommendation systems, typically, a user's ratings for the majority of items are missing, and the crucial issue is that missing ratings are frequently missing non-randomly in reality. Recent approaches recover prediction errors from missing ratings using imputed errors, or by weighting observed ratings by observed likelihood. These approaches may still have significant biases in performance estimates, or they are affected by the variance in the propensities. To obtain a good guarantee for the performance, on the basis of such an estimate, we present a joint training for prediction and imputation of errors that exceeds state-of-the-art approaches in 4 real-world datasets. These methods are generally faster than getting the true randomness from an environment. Random House would continue publishing a more than few books in this way. The Random House imprint was founded in 1927 by Bennett Cerf and Donald Klopfer. At Random owner John Dye. He is also a proprietor of Bryant's Cocktail Lounge and the Jazz Estate, purchased at random this summer from its original owner, Ron Zeller, who ran the lounge for 60 years. At random had been up for sale for a while. John Dye said that owner Ron Zeller was 86 years old and wanted to retire, but now was a good time for Dye. With Dye offering to buy at random and the business, it looks like owner Ron Zeller is getting what he wants. Zeller bought at random when it was the Delaware Tap, and was working at Bryant's Bar as the bartender. at random is not open now, but owners Ron Zeller and his wife, Sherry, are considering opening on weekdays, when their son could help with the bar, John Dye said. The son of the original owner, Randy, has been training new employees at random, and he will keep doing that for days to come. At Random is closing on Friday, December 14, but is open Monday to Saturday, from 5 p.m. until bar hours. Call up a date, get some friends, and get down to At Random for a night of vintage cocktails and classic Wisconsin hospitality. At Random serves only one kind of beer, Miller High Life, and two house wines, a red and white. Wander through the realm's mysterious random cobblestone streets, meet its unpredictable denizens, and embark on brave quests. Play against the odds in Lost in Random, a gothic fantasy-inspired action-adventure in which each citizen's destiny is determined by rolling dice. This is all for today, guys. My name is Arthur and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.